I'm Mike Hawkins on Columbus Perspective. With us this morning, U.S. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez. President Bush will be here Thursday in Ohio. Mr. Attorney General, why is he coming tomorrow? What's he going to talk about?
He's going to talk about the Patriot Act, Mike. The Patriot Act, 16 provisions of the Patriot Act are subject to sunset this year. And we've had a series of hearings on the Hill about the reauthorization of these provisions. We're sort of at a critical juncture in the legislative process where both houses of Congress are now considering legislation about these 16 provisions. And I think the President wants to come out and talk about why he believes these provisions should be reauthorized. I think he wants to talk about the record. The Department, in exercising the authorities under the Patriot Act, it's been a good record, not one verifiable case of abuse under the Patriot Act. I think he wants to talk about how the Act has been effective in preventing another terrorism attack. One of the main features of the Patriot Act is that it has discouraged, encouraged the sharing of information. It's dismantled the walls that prevented the law enforcement community from talking to the intelligence community. And as a result, we're now able to connect dots, the dots in connection with the terrorism plot. And so these are the things the President wants to talk about. There's a lot of misinformation and disinformation out there about the Patriot Act, and I think he wants to set the record straight. This is a good debate. It's a worthy debate, but it should be a debate based upon the facts. And I think when you look at the facts, I think you can only conclude that that these 16 provisions deserve reauthorization.
Is there a danger that this Patriot Act will not be renewed?
Well, I'm cautiously optimistic, I think, because the record is a good one. We've had some good hearings and good meetings with members of Congress. I think they understand that the record is a good one, that the Act has been effective in protecting America. I understand concerns about civil liberties and privacy rights. I respect that. I believe in privacy rights and protection of civil liberties, and we ought to be looking to ensure that those rights are protected. I think the Patriot Act includes a number of safeguards to guarantee the protection of those rights. I think many of the authorities cannot be exercised without first going to a federal judge. We are required by Congress to provide periodic reporting in the exercise of some of these authorities, and so we're accountable to the Congress about how these authorities are used. The Act gives our Inspector General a great latitude in investigating allegations of abuses under the Patriot Act, and so he's been very aggressive in conducting investigations in allegations of abuses. To date, he has not yet found one verified case of an abuse under the Patriot Act. And so, again, I think it's good to have this kind of debate, and I think when people look carefully at the record, they'll reach the conclusion that the Patriot Act does deserve reauthorization.
In general, what does the Patriot Act do, in a nutshell?
Well, it provides a number of tools for the law enforcement community to investigate terrorism and to prosecute terrorists. Many of the tools are tools that already existed for criminal prosecutors in a criminal investigation, but the law did not explicitly allow these tools to be used in connection with a terrorism investigation. It also, as I indicated, there are several provisions which encourage the sharing of information. For example, there were laws that prohibited the sharing of grand jury information to an intelligence investigation. There are laws that prohibit the sharing of wiretap information to those involved in an intelligence investigation. The Patriot Act makes it clear that if you have information that's relevant to a terrorism attack or intelligence investigation that you get from a grand jury investigation or grand jury hearing or from a criminal wiretap, that information can be shared. And so it dismantled the walls that many people believe were responsible for preventing the U.S. government from connecting the dots in connection with the 9/11 attacks.
Now, can you wiretap anyone under this act, or how does that work?
Well, the U.S. government has always had authority under previous law to conduct electronic surveillance, but you have to show probable cause. You have to satisfy the Fourth Amendment standards that we know and familiar with, and you have to satisfy a federal judge that those standards can be met. And the same applies with respect to the Patriot Act. Many of the authorities that are given to law enforcement community under the Patriot Act require the government to satisfy a federal judge that certain standards have been met. And once those standards have been met, the judge makes a determination that it would be appropriate to exercise some of these authorities, including, say, a wiretap.
Okay, so this renewal of the Patriot Act, would it go around the federal judge then? Would it?
Absolutely. No, absolutely not. We're talking about renewal of the Patriot Act in its current form. There are certain modifications and tweaks that I've suggested would be helpful that in no way cuts out a federal judge. Quite frankly, it clarifies, I think, and strengthens the act. There undoubtedly will be other amendments or suggestions for other changes to the Patriot Act that we'll be evaluating through the legislative process. I've always said, we welcome the dialogue about the Patriot Act. If people have ways to clarify or strengthen the Act, we obviously want to consider them. We cannot, however, support changes to the Act that will make America less safe from another attack.
All right, and the expansion that the president wants, can you talk about some of those key things that would expand the power of the Patriot Act?
Well, again, the president has in the past asked for additional authorities that are unrelated to the Patriot Act, and so people get confused that we're trying to expand the powers of the Patriot Act, and that's not really true. I mean, our primary focus is the 16 provisions under the Patriot Act that are subject to sunset. Now, for several years, the president has been talking about additional authorities that would be useful in fighting terrorism. Some of those authorities were given to the law enforcement community in connection with the intel bill that was passed late last year. Again, unrelated to the Patriot Act, there is one tool that's been the subject of some recent discussion, and that is administrative subpoenas. And the president has for several years been calling on Congress to give to the FBI the tool of using an administrative subpoena in connection with a terrorism investigation. And people need to understand that administrative subpoenas are not new. These are tools that currently exist for many other agencies to be used in connection with many other kinds of crimes. For example, if a department wanted to investigate a doctor engaged in healthcare fraud, that agency could issue an administrative subpoena to receive records relating to the actions of that doctor. And our view is that if administrative subpoenas are good enough to investigate doctors engaged in fraud, it ought to be good enough to be used to investigate terrorism activity. But that's a separate debate. I want to emphasize to your listeners that is a separate debate from our focus on the reauthorization of the Patriot Act.
And why has he chosen Ohio to come here and tout this?
Well, we've had some success in Ohio as well as many other states to busting up investigations using the authorities under the Patriot Act. The other reason, I guess, is that the president just enjoys going to Ohio.
Sounds good. I don't know what else to ask you, Mr. Attorney General. Anything else you'd like to say about this?
No, this is an important debate. I would encourage the American people to pay attention because you are talking about the exercise of authorities here that hopefully will protect America and hopefully done so in a way that respects the privacy rights and civil liberties of every American. And those are two issues that every American should care very deeply about.
I'm Mike Hawkins, listening to Columbus Perspective. We've been talking with U.S. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez. Thank you, sir, for being with us.
Thanks, Mike.
Have a good day.
Bye.